Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rob Sparing. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Renko. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jerry White. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The center fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dell Unser. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chip Lang. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Chip Lang. And now, play ball. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Lang covering, for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lockhock is hit by the pitch. Cardenal moves to third. Madlock moves to second. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams fields it and throws to home to get Cardenal. Madlock moves to third. Lockhock moves to second. 2 outs. Manny Trillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Madlock scores. Lockhock moves to third. Wallace moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Renko covering, for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rick Munday batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Monday moves to third. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Madlock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Madlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Monday scores. Cardenal goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lockhock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wallace is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallace strikes out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Trillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Trillo strikes out. Two outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sparing is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swisher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Unser strikes out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chip Lang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lang bunts towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Renko is 0-for-1 in the game. Renko hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter scoops up the ball and tags Renko for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cardenal is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Trillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Madlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Madlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Pete Lockhock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Lang covering, for the out. Madlock moves to third. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wallace is 0 for 2 in the game. Wallace strikes out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo hits a line drive into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wallace. Williams reaches second base with a double. Unser goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Cubs. Jose Morales pinch hits for Chip Lang. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morales for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sparing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sparing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Swisher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Cubs. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Renko is 0 for 2 in the game. Renko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Renko moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Unser. Monday reaches second base with a double. Renko scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams fields the ball and throws to Taylor covering. Safe. Monday moves to third. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Madlock is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Monday scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Cubs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Ellis Valentine batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wallace is 0 for 3 in the game. Wallace hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Trillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Wayne Tyrone now playing left field. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Swisher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Swisher strikes out. One out. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Renko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Munday hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams strikes out. 1 out. Andre Thornton pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Carrigan now pitching. Wayne Tyrone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tyrone hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Garrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Madlock is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Madlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Madlock moves to second. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wallace is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wallace hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Trillo is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine strikes out. 1 out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.